In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Joining us live this morning, tech reporter Mike Tobusky, taking a look around the tech world, which so often revolves around artificial intelligence, which got a little bit of attention from the White House yesterday. Mike, okay, what exactly did the president say about AI?
Yeah, the president on Monday posted on Truth Social that we are beating all countries at this point in the race, the AI race, but that won't last long if we are going to have 50 states, many of them bad actors, involved in rules and the approval process. He adds that you can't expect a company to get 50 approvals every time they want to do something, and that's why the president is now suggesting this one rule executive order that he plans to sign before the end of the week. This is essentially a federal rulebook on artificial intelligence that would supersede all the existing state-level AI laws that have passed in the last few months. It's an idea that's been germinating for a little while. Originally, it was part of the larger Defense Authorization Act, but was stripped out of that bill before it ended up passing. So now it appears that the Trump administration is taking a run at this idea through executive order. But for as many AI, advocates there are, for this idea, Silicon Valley among them, there are just as many AI detractors, guys.
All right, so executive order for regulation. The president can do this on his own. It would not be up to Congress.
Well, that is their plan, at the very least, although you can expect there should be some challenge to this at some point. This is a huge undertaking, right, governing all of artificial intelligence and all of the concerns around it. This idea that, you know, the technology could potentially be used for harm, to spread misinformation, to create, lewd images of real people, to, potentially exacerbate mental health crises. There are a lot of regulations that, could address any number of these concerns. However, leaving it in the hands of just the executive branch has raised a lot of concerns. The Trump administration has very much pitched itself as pro-AI. Sam Altman, Sundar Pichai, Mark Zuckerberg have all appeared at the White House to announce major AI products or projects across the country, mainly having to do with U.S. infrastructure investment. So, they're very happy about having this much more clear set of guidelines to abide by. However, many people, including those among the president's own party, have been pushing back on this. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says this effectively amounts to government overreach. It's going to make it harder for states to address problems specifically as it results to how children use artificial intelligence. Even Steve Bannon, a longtime Trump confidant who is now turned sort of right-wing influencer, has come out in stark opposition to this, saying we don't need less AI regulation, we need more.
Well, it seems like you definitely can't have what's been going on, which is the state-by-state type of thing. Because, how do you, something like AI, how do you regulate it on a state level?
Well, some states have certainly tried to do that. Among them, California, Colorado, Utah, and Texas. They've all passed sweeping AI legislation aimed at limiting the collection of personal data, for example, and forcing AI companies to be more transparent about the data they do collect. That is particularly relevant in California, where a lot of these companies are headquartered. Beyond that, there are other states and with different regulations around the country that govern things like using AI to generate deepfakes of political figures, right? Political misinformation, to write non-consensual pornography, and around how government agencies can use AI. again, under this new idea from the Trump administration, basically all of those laws would be thrown out. That's not to say that, you know, the federal government couldn't look to some of those AI laws for inspiration. But as of right now, we don't really know what's going to go into this overarching AI rulebook. And the concern among detractors here is that given how friendly the Trump administration has been with executives in Silicon Valley as it relates to AI, that these are not going to be regulations that go far enough or go towards addressing some of the major concerns that people have around this technology.
Well, Mike, Apple, which has been a rock solid company, has been rocked by some high profile departures. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's right. In just the last week, either these departures were announced or actually happened. Lisa Jackson, the vice president of environment policy and social initiatives, Kate Adams, the general counsel for Apple, Alan Dye, the vice president of human interface design, John Gianandrea, the vice president of AI strategy, and longtime COO Jeff Williams, all either announced their departures or, in fact, did depart the company. Now, some of those are retirements. Some of those we kind of knew were happening. Williams, for example, had announced his retirement long ago that he planned to leave the company before the end of the year. However, other sort of high-profile departures are more interesting. Alan Dye, he is the VP of Human Interface Design, basically the guy who's in charge of what Apple software looks like. He is departing the company and joining Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook. The Wall Street Journal also reports that dozens of Apple engineers and designers sort of below the executive level who work on everything from robotics to audio have moved over to OpenAI in recent months, according to an analysis of their LinkedIn profiles. Now, this is interesting, especially in the context of the AI race, guys. Apple has this perception that they're kind of on their back foot, that they came to the AI race late, that they held off for one reason or another. And now, especially amid rising competition in the hardware space from companies like OpenAI, this could be an acute concern for them. And it seems like the brain drain might have something to do with that. OpenAI recently bought a company called I/O, which is a company that is aimed at making AI hardware, right? Apple is known for its hardware. iPhones and MacBooks are some of the most valuable properties in the world. Well, I/O is aimed at making the iPhone of the AI race, and now it is under the OpenAI wing, umbrella, essentially. Interestingly enough, that company, founded by Johnny Ive, the designer of the iPhone, another former Apple employee.
There's still, I mean, even the hardware, it's a way to try and catch up to Google, right? I mean, Google's kind of scaring OpenAI right now.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And we've seen in the last week, OpenAI announce a code red at their own company, kind of spurring engineers and designers at that company to, you know, kind of move forward with the next generation of their GPT-5 technology. That is expected to come out at some point this week. So we'll see if that kind of brings their latest model more in line with the capabilities of Google's Gemini 3, which really kind of lit a fire underneath the whole industry earlier this month. So it's going to be a really interesting thing to see Google really kind of shifting the dynamics of this race in a big way.
Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us. Always appreciate it.
Of course, guys. Take care.
Mike Dubusky, our tech reporter on Tech Tuesday.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.